I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts announced today the state is bringing back an online dashboard to track COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. At a news conference, Ricketts said he enabled the creation of the dashboard by signing an executive order that waived some of the healthcare privacy restrictions in state law. In the past, Ricketts cited those restrictions as the reason the state dropped its previous dashboard when the state coronavirus emergency declaration expired on June 30th. The decision drew sharp criticism from those in the healthcare community who said the information was vital to fighting the pandemic. Ricketts said state officials are bringing back the dashboard because hospitalizations topped 10% last week. He said it would be dropped again if the percentage goes below 10%. The South Dakota Department of Health reported 446 new COVID-19 cases and 5 deaths since Friday. South Dakota has 63% of residents age 12 and up who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and nearly 58% are fully inoculated. The latest information from the Iowa coronavirus website shows Woodbury County with the highest positivity rate for new COVID-19 infections in Northwest Iowa. The 7-day level is 15%, with 464 new cases during that time frame. And Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has joined 25 other governors in asking for a meeting with President Biden about operations at the U.S.-Mexico border. In a news release sent out from the governor's office this morning, Reynolds claimed major drug and crime issues in Iowa can be linked back to undocumented immigrants. In April, Reynolds said 19 migrant girls were flown to the Des Moines International Airport without notifying local authorities. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.